Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM WALG present Albany Today.
Matthew Hardwick joins me with the Albany Marine Corps Logistics Base, and this year we're going to be celebrating America's birthday. Can you tell us what's taking place on the base?
Oh, it'll be a fun-filled family environment. It'll be a large celebration as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of our nation. And it's just going to be a big event. We'll have fireworks, food truck, entertainment for the kids. It's just a fun-filled.
Yeah, bouncy houses and stuff.
Yeah, just a fun-filled family day.
There's some specific requirements for civilians to enter the base. What do we need to tell them?
Visitors will not be permitted to drive on base, okay? So everyone will be directed to parking lot of the visitor control center. And once they get to the visitor control center, they will park and then they will be able to walk into the installation through the gate. If you have base access, if you have your CAT card, you will be permitted to enter the base. The location of the fireworks will be Boyette Park, which is directly adjacent to Covella Pond. So it's not a far walk from perimeter of the base, but vehicles will not be permitted on base. Every person will be required to have a real ID. Children 16 and older will be permitted to use school IDs. Young children will not
be. Kids.
Yeah, they will not be required to have IDs. No alcohol, no coolers allowed, no outside food or drinks. There will be many vendors out there. In fact, we will have about 15 vendors out there. You'll be able to get anything you want from Puerto Rican food, lobster rolls, barbecue, just whatever you want is there. Funnel cakes. The Single Marine Program will be selling roasted corn, chili dogs, hot dogs. The ball committee will be serving funnel cakes. So whatever you want, I'm certain that we will have it there. Some musical entertainment there. We will have Charlie Thorne, Thomas Merritt Band. We'll have a 45-minute magic show for the kids, so that should be fun and entertaining. We'll also have flame twirling, stilt walkers, and there will be several caricature artists. So anybody who wants to get their picture drawn, there will be an opportunity for that to happen. We'll have balloon tires, pony rides, just an awesome experience. One of the new things we'll have this year, and I think it will be a great hit, is that the Albany Single Marine Program was able to establish ASMR, which is an Albany Single Marine Equine Resiliency Program. Part of that program is the Mounted Color Guard. So the colors will be presented from horseback this year. So that will be a nice feature. So we're just looking forward to that. There will be some static displays of military equipment, so people who typically don't have an opportunity to see those items will have a chance to see those things up close and in person.
The big highlight always celebrating America is the fireworks display.
As we celebrate the 250th anniversary, so it'll be a little bit larger, a little bit better, just a great time.
Why is it important for the Marine Corps Logistics Base to host events like this?
Because it displays camaraderie. This is one of the few times the base is open to the public. Because of that, I mean, people who typically don't get an opportunity to come into the gate, inside the gates, and see exactly what's going on and have an opportunity to fellowship, side by side with those the Marines who defend the liberties we share every day. So this is just a great time. The community gets a chance to experience what it's like to be on the base, fellowship with the Marines, and the Marines get the opportunity to fellowship with the community. It enhances or it bolsters how important we are to each other, how important the community is to the base, and how important the base is to the community.
The date is kind of unique because it's a week before July 4th. It's this Friday.
Yes, it'll definitely be this Friday, the 26th. And I think the reason it is that typically with the holiday, everyone is traveling and things like that. And we want to make sure that we can ensure maximum participation. We want everybody who wants an opportunity to participate in this celebration has an opportunity to do so. So, yes, it will be this Friday. Again, this event is open to the public. It is absolutely free, no charges. The food will be available for purchase, but other than that, everything is absolutely free. The entertainment, caricature artists, just everything is absolutely free. So I want to make sure they remember that. Also, I want to reiterate the fact that if you are a base employee, you will be able to drive on base. You will have access to the base.
If you have the little sticker on your window, come on in.
If you have base access, if you have your CAT card, you will be permitted to enter the base. All others will have to park at the visitor control center. So gates open at 5:30. So we just want to encourage all visitors to be patient. understand that there may be some, you know, a little hold up at security, but just know that this is done to ensure that we have a safe, family friendly environment, and everyone can have a good time and enjoy each other and make sure that we're all safe. So those personnel be doing everything they can to ensure the safety of all patrons there. Clear bags are recommended for easy access, okay? And just know that base security will be there, and clear bags will kind of expedite the process for anyone who has it. Information regarding this celebration will be posted on the Marine Corps Logistics Base Facebook page. It will also be posted on the Marine Corps Community Services Facebook page. If you have questions, feel free to post those questions on there. Those pages are monitored regularly, and someone will respond to the questions you may have about this event.
Catch Albany Today, 11:30 a.m. Monday through Friday on Talk Radio 1590 and 99.3 FM, WALG.